What's up, you sluts? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another. Of course, that is you. This is show numero uno out of two today. We want to get this one out to cover a bunch of news, and then later will be an FPT Now episode specifically covering today's Google I.O. event. If you didn't know, that's happening today. News. DC Comics is 80 years old, and to celebrate being old, they've made a new logo. So it's new-ish, but it's kind of designed after some past logos, I would say closer to the 1974 logo. Here's the new logo if you were interested. Cool. Is this crazy news? No. Should I have included it in the show? Probably not. But I did. So, here we are. Hey, guess what? Today, Android Pay is available in the UK. Huh? I won't do that again. T-Mobile has just announced that they have added a few more big names to binge on. NBC, Spotify, Univision, Google Play Music, Tidal, Crunchyroll. Cool, really good for T-Mobile customers. I just want to remind everyone, including and especially T-Mobile customers, that binge on is kind of illegal. So there's that. Don't believe me? Wait for it. A brand new image of the Samsung Galaxy S7 Active has leaked. Here it is. This is supposedly the gold version of the S7 Active, but it kind of just looks like some dirty sand. I kid, but seriously, it's like one of the ugliest phones I've ever seen. Fucking gross. If you are a Samsung Galaxy S6 or S6 Edge user on AT&T's network, you finally are getting the Marshmallow update. AT&T has officially started rolling out the Marshmallow update, so if you want it, you can get it. Just keep in mind that the size of this thing is right around 1.5 gigs. So there's that. But hey, Marshmallow, huh? That's cool. Okay, this one's gonna be sort of a bumpy, confusing ride, but Microsoft is selling its feature phone business to a company called FIH Mobile, Foxconn, for $350 million. And in turn, Nokia is going to begin manufacturing Android devices, phones, and tablets. So FIH Mobile is a subsidiary of Foxconn. Again, the deal is worth $350 million. And through this, Microsoft is also handing over the rights to use the Nokia brand. Now, the Nokia brand is creating a new company called HMD Global, and that company will be producing tablets and phones running Android with the Nokia name. So, this looks like a full-on BlackBerry move to me, though it will probably help them sell more devices, let's be honest. A couple images and a full-on press render of the OnePlus 3 have leaked, and it looks like something right from HTC. If you're curious, this thing is rumored to have a 2.2 GHz Snapdragon 820 processor, up to 6 GB of RAM, and a 16 megapixel camera. Even cooler is that supposedly the display is still 5.5 inches, but this time it's AMOLED. Oh, also, yeah, it's metal. Now, quick disclaimer, I love OnePlus, my daily driver being the OnePlus 2. And I'm not crazy about this design. I love the design of this phone because it's different, it's unique, it's matte black, something that I really, really like, and just kind of going with the metal, like everyone else, is, I don't know how I feel about it, but I do want to point something out. Engadget states that this is possibly just a decoy, at least the press render, to kind of build hype, and it's not what the actual phone's going to look like. So keep that in mind. We'll find out more next month when we're supposed to be hearing more about this. I'm interested, but again, take this one with a grain of salt. And that's the show, at least for right now. If you like the show or you learn anything, make sure to hit that subscribe button down below. You can follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech. Keep in mind, an FPT Now will be uploaded as well today, so keep an eye out for that, and I will see you guys tomorrow.